recently has it been possible for civilian cases to be treated in this country with penicillin? We brought the microphone today to St. Mary's Hospital, Paddington, where penicillin was first discovered by Sir Alexander Fleming in the laboratories here. And here beside me is Sir Alexander's first assistant, Dr. Dooley, who is now the penicillin registrar of the hospital. Dr. Dooley, is there enough penicillin to go round now?
Well, frankly, there is not, really. There's enough for the hospitals, for the really sick patients in hospitals, but if a general practitioner wants any, for example, he's got to come and ask for it.
Yes.
And he can't just ask for it. He has to give us the particulars of the case, and we then consider whether it's suitable for penicillin therapy.
Yes, I see. So that there's no wastage.
That's the main thing.
Of course, penicillin is entirely government-controlled, isn't it? How is it allocated to you?
Well, we get it direct from one of the ministers, the Ministry of Health, Andrew.
Yes.
And they also supply it to the other large hospitals, and we supply it to the small hospital from here.
From here, I see. And what about the future?
Well, the future looks very good. Factories now producing it are producing a lot more, and there is a large hospital, factory in the north of England, which is being built now.
Amongst many others, I suppose.
Oh yes, there's a lot more going out around the country.
And you think we'll be all right?
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Thank you very much.